Hello, my name is Makan Avazari. The topic of this podcast is Brexit. Brexit has many advantages for Britain. It's a good thing that happened to Britain. Main goal of the Brexit, the main goal we had when we were helping the Brexiters during 2016 referendum and later helping Boris Johnson and Theresa May, was to create the British Empire once more. See, Margaret Thatcher gave independence to the nations under control of British Empire and then surrendered Britain to European Union as a state or province, while at the same time she privatized all the national assets of Britain, like railroads and, you know, construction industry, shipbuilding industry. All of these were national privatized, and all the colonies were given independence, and then Britain joined European Union as a state or province. It was Margaret Thatcher achievement. Theresa May and then Boris Johnson had the task of exiting European Union. So what will we achieve by exiting European Union? Do we lose all the allies and helps we have from Europe and the trades becomes more difficult? No, actually we get stronger and trade even becomes easier. How do we get stronger as Britain? We establish direct rule over old colonies. There are colonies Britain in Commonwealth that Britain can establish direct rules over them. For example, Britain can establish direct rule over Canada and Australia for the start. What happens if the Britain establishes direct rule over Canada and Australia alone? We don't even talk about the rest of colonies. Britain becomes a superpower on three continents, very, very, very powerful. Some people may argue Britain is already a superpower. Those years are long gone, and Britain does not have forces nor the power to be like an empire once it was. But if Britain establishes direct rule over Australia and Canada, Britain will become a superpower. What does it mean to have a direct rule? Meaning no more elections, or if there's elections in Australia and Canada, there will be, you know, a system of governance in a way that Britain gets everything from them, like their mines, their tasks, taxations, military, you know, drafting people into army, and, you know, getting tax and getting money from economic activities, and even also the owning national, you know, industries and factories and nationalizing their, you know, companies. This will turn Britain into a superpower, to an empire once it was. Now, why did we do this? Why did we create the British Empire? Because, you know, it's been like hundreds of years that somebody is trying to kill the British Empire. There's somebody, almost everyone, including the United States of America, have been trying to weaken Britain to the point so that they can, you know, take over British Empire and no longer deal with the powerful Britain. Why is this that we are creating British Empire once more? We did Brexit because we wanted to have another superpower capable of standing up to the United States of America. There is almost no superpower on the planet that can compete with the United States of America. Russia cannot compete with USA. European Union cannot compete with America. China lacks the capability to compete with America. We wanted to create British Empire, which will be a big enough empire to compete with the United States of America. But British Empire will also have border, land border with the United States of America. European Union, Russia, and China do not have land border with the United States of America. but British Empire, while they're having direct rule over Canada, we have land border with United States of America. This means if there is a war between America and the rest of the planet Earth, then the British Empire can declare war on United States of America and fight America from Canada on the land due to having a land border with United States of America. It means when we recreate the British Empire, the British Empire must not be very friendly to United States of America. So we did the Brexit. We have had Britain leave the European Union, and now we are working on recreating the British Empire. And we are doing so to have some superpower capable of standing up to the United States of America. But hold on, United States of America and Britain are closed allies. How do we can make enmity between them? Okay, we are trying to have direct rule by Britain over Canada and Australia. When we are trying to have direct rule over Canada, America will oppose it, and there it will cause enmity and division between the United States of America and Great Britain, and it will be the stepping stone for causing division between these two superpowers and setting the stone for future enmities. Some people will say it's very far-fetched and you can never cause enmity between the United States of America and Great Britain. They will stay as allies. But we always have control mechanisms. We have it over European Union, we have it over Great Britain, we have it over Russia, we have it over United States of America. What is our control mechanism in case of Brexit over Britain? So, as I said, Britain must become allies with Iran and Russia and have not very good relations with the United States of America and slowly become enemy while becoming a superpower called British Empire once more. But if Britain does not become enemy of United States of America and does enmity to Iran, toward Iran, and toward Russia, meaning like harming Iranians, taking Iranian ships, or sanctioning Iran and Russia, then we have a second strategy, and that is giving us independence to Scotland. Now, Britain has two choices: two nations and one island, or British Empire on three continents, or even more, on five continents. British Empire on five continents, or British Isle becomes two countries and two nations, Scotland and Britain. Even maybe three nations, we may give independence to Wales later. So Britain must become friendly to Russia and Iran and slowly worsen its relations with United States of America. Britain, Great Britain, United States of America, and United States of America will have their relations harmed when Britain declares direct rule over Canada. Come on. Two nations and one island, or five continents, one nation on five continents. While Britain is leaving European Union, Britain must also sign trade agreements. Britain has written a trade agreement with South Korea and is writing one with America. I strongly suggest Britain to not sign a trade agreement with the United States of America as long as Trump is in office, because Trump will pressure and bully Britain into a bad trade agreement. It's better for Britain to wait for Trump to leave the office, and when the next USA president is in office, they can talk about their trade agreement. But Britain must also write, but in addition to South Korea, America, Britain must also write trade agreement with Commonwealth, with Canada, with Australia, and also must make a trade deal with Iran, with Islamic Republic of Iran, and with Russia. Britain must slowly integrate its industrial supply chains and its technologies to Russian and Iranian technologies, as we want to make an alliance between Iran, Great Britain, and Russia and China. So we are trying to have Britain closer to these nations and have the relations of Britain between Britain and USA slightly and slowly harmed. And it's for balance of power that we want to harm the relation of USA and Britain. Remember, when we want land border between United States of America and Britain, it's because we want to be able to engage United States of America in a land war on the ground if there is a war, because nobody has land border with United States of America having the capability to fight America, while America and NATO are, you know, next to Russia and almost everywhere. So this is why they need land border with United States of America. But we want to also distance Britain from America and European Union. No, we don't want to distance it from European Union. We want them to be maintaining their relations, just not being part of European Union. But again, Boris Johnson must start talking to Iran and Russia for signing trade agreements and trade deals, because they must integrate their industrial supply chains and their technologies with each other. Now we get to the part where many people ask, leaving European Union will harm British economy. Yes, it will harm British economy, and it will be causing irreversible harm to British economy, but there will be gains and advantages in the economy itself. New technologies and industries will rise, new service sectors will rise, and they will, you know, improve British economy and lift it to a level better than now. We get to the point of trade deals between European Union and Britain. There, when Britain was in European Union, doing deal trades was very easy, you know, custom union, and, you know, having supplies and parts going across the British Channel so easily. But now it has become difficult to do such, you know, trades and transits between Britain and European Union. But we can trick the system. We can trick the trade system and trade agreements and tariff systems. For example, European Union has trade agreements with Japan, and Britain can also write a trade agreement with Japan in a way that the parts and supplies that Britain wants to export to Japan is exported easily, meaning finding a backdoor. For example, it's easier to export to Japan than it is to export to European Union itself for Britain. So Britain first exports to Japan, and from Japan exports to European Union, tricking the system and having the backdoor into European Union, while putting the European Union companies at disadvantage, gaining advantage for British companies. This can be done with United States and other nations as well. Now somebody asks, well, European Union and Britain are not that far from each other, and there is only British Channel, and you could export to each other. Why sending the supplies or parts and, you know, economic products from Britain to Japan, and then from Japan again to European Union is very far away. I must remind, industrial supply chains goes around the world from, like, you know, from America goes to China, from China goes to European Union, and then from European Union goes to Japan. And it's how the industrial supply chain works. And the supplies, parts, and intermediate products are on ships, cargo ships, for years, sometimes 5 years, before they become the final products and they get to storage houses in the United States or in Europe, and they're sold to the customers. So the time and the speed of delivery is not important at the era of globalism. want to establish direct rule over Canada and Australia by Great Britain, and we want to get the control as many as colonies of British Empire as we can, and have direct rules over them by the British Crown and by the British government. And we want to recreate the British Empire as balance of power to confront the United States of America, or if the situation arises, even against China, Russia, and European Union itself. We want a new superpower for balance of power. But Britain must, you know, harm its relations with the United States of America and distance itself from America while becoming very friendly with Iran and Russia. If Britain become enemy of Iran and Russia in foreseeable future, or fails to distance itself from United States of America, we will give independence to Scotland, and then it will become two nations and one island. Or Britain has a choice of becoming one nation on five continents. It was a podcast by Makan Abazari. Makan Abazari. We must lobby USA federal government to lift the sanctions on Islamic Republic of Iran. Islamic Republic of Iran must become sanction-free, being able to do trades and technology transfers with all nations and with all countries. We also must go to UN Security Council and lift all the sanctions placed on Islamic Republic of Iran at level of UN Security Council. Visit Iran. Iran has many beautiful historic sites and cultural sites which could be visited by tourists. You can get visa for Iran from almost every country on the planet, and you can go to Iran and enjoy good environment, five seasons, and, you know, cultural and historic sites.